you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Today's edition of the Coach's Corner, we're going to talk golf. Carbon High School golf team, really having to fight some tough fall temperatures and weather already. Rain today, rain yesterday. The Dinos traveled on the road to Canyon Hills Golf Course, that's the home course of JUAB, and despite fighting some rain and wind, they did manage to tack on another 7 strokes to their lead, running their region advantage now to 141 strokes, with just one region meet to go. Riker Smith shot the low round of the day with a 79. Not typical as far as Riker standards, but again, the weather was terrible for Carbon in the later portion of yesterday's meet. Joining us right now to talk a bit about what happened yesterday and what lies ahead for the Dinos Golf Squad, we have Coach Tom King over the phone. TK, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.
Hi, Jordan. Thanks again for always having me.
Yeah. It's always a treat to talk some Carbon golf. I know this time of the year things get a little bit tricky as far as the weather goes, and that's kind of what you guys encountered yesterday, is you had to travel on the road to Canyon Hills.
Yeah, it's typical fall golf kind of in the area. Sometimes we have great weather, and sometimes it's just terrible. And yesterday was, it started off okay for why they're hitting range balls in the morning and stuff, but by the time they got about 8 holes in, it started raining and blowing pretty hard. It's turned cold. It was like, you know, unfortunately, it wasn't like Florida or Texas, but it was a pretty bad experience.
As far as golfing and that type of element goes, is that good for your kids? I mean, you guys have such a big lead at this point in time of the season. Is it something that you want your kids to experience, or is it kind of meaningless?
I think it's a little bit meaningless. I mean, they need to be able to play in those conditions, obviously, and the scores are going to go up. They're going to go up quite a bit. I think what they need to do is learn how to grind it out and be tough, especially in the wind. When the wind blows, you got to shorten up your swing, try to control the ball flight, and just grind it out. Understand that bogeys are not a bad score on some holes, and pars are really good scores. And so if they can do that, that'll give them, you know, a little bit more experience in those conditions, because you never know what will happen at state. We could have those conditions and you still have to play no matter what, unless there's lightning or the golf course becomes unplayable as far as water or rain and stuff like that. They're going to have to play in it.
Despite the weather and everything that you guys had to encounter yesterday, you did still shoot a 324. So what's your assessment of your team's performance yesterday?
You know, 324 is definitely not where we want to be by any means. But I believe, you know, the weather played probably 15 shots higher, so I think we could have probably shot a 309. You know, Riker was our low round of the day. He shot 79. He was the low round of the tournament. But he is not very happy with that score by any means, and he hates that golf course. And so that just tells you how tough it is, or how tough it was that day for 79 to be low.
Now, the good news for Riker, he doesn't have to play at that golf course again, right? You guys are finished at Canyon Hills.
Yeah, that's what we talked about when he was done. I said, you're done playing here ever again, so don't worry about it and move on.
Let's take a look at some of the team scores. You guys do top Union by only 7 strokes, Providence Hall at 335. As far as the competition in the region, despite the fact that you guys have a 141-stroke lead, you have a couple of teams that can push this team, which is never a bad thing.
No, that's a good thing. You know, and also this team's made a goal. They've set a goal to go undefeated. They were undefeated last year, and they want to be undefeated this year. And yesterday could have been the day we lost our first match. As far as losing region, it's not going to happen. It's hard to blow a 140-shot lead with one more match to play. But, you know, they still have a goal of going undefeated, and they need to try to achieve that goal.
We'll talk about some of the other individuals from yesterday. You did get an 81 out of Brady. Ryan and Carson both shot 82s. So, again, I mean, it's difficult to assess this considering the conditions, but 3 strokes, 2 strokes behind Riker, typically that would be ideal for you, right?
Yeah, especially if Riker is shooting an even par round. That's awesome for us. That's a sub-300 round. It's definitely not the best day for these kids, and they got to learn a little bit. I know Carson was playing pretty solid as far as his score going. He was moving right along through about 11 holes, and then he came up with a hole to play, and he just made a bad score on one hole, and it kind of snowballed for him, and he started making some bogeys. Brady played really good shooting an 81, especially, you know, his mindset wasn't there yesterday. He was just in a fog. You know, he just wasn't himself, and for him to pull out an 81 was very good. And again, Ryan Gagan as well was playing very solid for the first 8-9 holes. Then he made one bad swing, kind of snowballed on him, and then the weather got him. So the weather made a huge difference today, or yesterday, excuse me.
Outside of your top four golfers, you did have some solid performances as well. Zayd Carrillo, who's actually top 10 right now in the region, has been just pretty solid for you guys all year. And I remember our first interview, you mentioned how impressed you were with him during the offseason, especially since you cut him last year. And for him to be top 10, true testament to just how dominant your team has been this year.
Yeah, Zayd definitely has improved a lot. You know, he's unfortunately hasn't thrown a round in the 70s yet, and I think he can. I know he's capable of doing that. You know, yesterday, again, he was one that was playing pretty solid till the weather got to him. So I'm curious to see what will happen at next week at ALA, which is Spanish Forks Golf Course. But this is when I need Zayd and Carson and Brady to just find a way to gut it out through the state round and just throw a round in the 70s. If they can do that, we'll be very good.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Tom King of the Carbondale Golf Squad. Coach, let's talk about the ALA course. This will wrap up region for you guys. It's gone by in a hurry. No bye week. Straight through. You play seven straight meets, and then you'll prepare for the Eastern Utah Cup and then the state tournament. So I guess it is important, right, to finish region play with a bang.
Yeah, it definitely is. It kind of gets that momentum and that ball rolling. You know, playing up at Spanish Fork is not a very difficult golf course. You don't really have to hit a driver off the back nine other than one hole. It's tricky, though, as far as ball positioning or ball placement on the greens. You got to keep the ball below the hole because there's a lot of slope, and typically those greens are up there fairly fast. That's what the kids saw yesterday, too. Greens are fast with some slope on it. So putting will be a premium up there at Spanish Fork. I hope they can put a good round together, play the Eastern Utah Cup here, hopefully get some confidence up, and then going into the state tournament, I hope we're peaking.
Schedule does shape up a little bit differently to end the year. You guys will have a quick turnaround. You actually go to Spanish Oaks Golf Club on Tuesday, which is out of the norm from a typical Wednesday or Thursday meet, and then you guys will have about 9 days off before you get back onto the course for the Eastern Utah Cup. As far as competition goes and the way your schedule shapes up, does that matter that you guys kind of have a break and it's a little different?
No, because we're going to practice either way. We're going to do it. So, I mean, we're going to try to practice every day, work on the same things every day. We'll take one day off during that break there, and then just try to get the top six ready for state. Golf, you know, you just got to keep playing, especially when you're playing good. Keep it going and keep playing and keep striking the golf ball. You know, we will take advantage. Yesterday on our way home from Juab, we stopped at Spanish Fork and hit some golf balls and putted a little bit on the putting green. We'll take advantage while we're up at Spanish Fork. Once we're done playing and playing our round there, we'll stay there and hit some balls on a range because we don't have that opportunity to hit a lot of golf balls on a range here at home. So while we're there, we'll take the advantage and hit some balls there and work on our long game.
How much more do you believe these kids will improve before you get to the state tournament? I mean, what's the ceiling at this point? How much more can you really expect?
I can expect a lot. We still haven't hit our numbers where we wanted to be on an average of 300. We've only broke 300 once. We shot a 308 besides that. But, you know, I can expect a lot, and I demand a lot. You know, I think they need to improve. They're not where they need to be going into the state right now. They're close. Understanding, you know, where Moab's been playing really good, and I understand Morgan's a good team.
Seems like those are the top three squads, right? I mean, Moab, you got Morgan, you got Carbon. After that, it seems like there's everyone else. I mean, as far as you and I have talked and as I've talked to others, it seems like those are the top three teams to expect in the state tournament.
That's correct. Yeah, North St. Pete's going to be in there as well. They're a good playing team. They've got two good players on their team as well. So, you know, Moab's pretty deep. I know they've got three solid players. I've seen their scores. So we'll see. I like it again. I need my number 5 and 6 to be able to throw in around every once in a while in the 70s.
Well, TK, it is always fun to talk with you and get an update on how the boys are doing. Thank you again for taking out the time. Hopefully we can catch up next week following that meet against ALA at Spanish Oaks.
Okay, I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you very much.
Again, Coach Tom King of the Carbondale Golf Squad talking about the team's finale, which is going to be Tuesday. Stay tuned to Castle Country Radio. We'll have more on the Carbondale Golf Team in the coming days. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll move over to the national scene, talk Major League Baseball, and also some NFL football.